I worked at a car dealership, and it was someone's birthday. I was a receptionist, and there were cupcakes next to my desk, and everybody was done eating them, so I had, like, seven more.
Just great, like, story. I'm really glad you brought that up.
That's the best thing ever, bro.
Thanks, man.
I got a headache, though, because the sugar high. I crashed with a severe...
Yeah, the nausea, yeah.
You don't have to pretend like this is a great story, by the way, Nee. Like, you can...
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. Whew. That was the worst story ever, bro.
Oh, no.
Hi, it is, one sec. Okay, hey, sorry about that. Hi, it is me, Kneecaps from, Kneecaps, the YouTube channel. What's going on? It is, I am on the first podcast, and here are my, I guess I'm the host of this show. Yeah. Here are my co-hosts, Mr. Joe and Lars from Northway, or no, Norway, excuse me,
Northridge.
Welcome to the show, Kneecaps.
I thought I was the host. So, I mean,
yeah, welcome, but still welcome. I mean,
oh, okay.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah.
And no problem, bro. No problem. You know what I mean?
So, Kneecaps, I went on your Discord and I was trying to ask people what your name is, because we like to refer to people as like a name. And a bunch of different people said it was Gregory, but then a bunch of other people said it was Keith. Can you confirm that for me?
I was wondering. I was like, why do they have my name as Keith? I'm like, is this some sort of inside joke or something? No, my name, my first name is Gregory, but I mean, like, I don't know.
Okay.
You could call me Greg, you could call me Gregory, you could call me Kneecaps. A lot of people just call me Kneecaps, which is fine.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up, Keith. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, bro.
Do you ever go by Mr. Caps?
Mr. Caps, I don't think I've ever heard anyone call me that. That sounds...
That's weird, Joe.
That sounds like a sad-ass name, to be honest.
I shouldn't have said that.
It's all good.
Okay, Keith, can you tell the audience a little bit about who you are and what you do?
I don't know much about myself. Oh, wait, I know. Okay, so I have a YouTube channel. I guess I make videos... Not really, like, I guess, like, the traditional style, you know, with, like, a face cam or anything like that. I just, you know, talk about something. I, like, find some clips that I guess kind of just match the topic that I'm talking about. And then, you know, I put it into the video chamber, you know, the video editor, and then, you know, just chop it up and, you know, put it out. But other than that, I mean, I don't really have anything, like, special about me. Did you want to know, like, any, like, special talents or anything like that? Or
oh, yeah, if you have any side talents.
Any special
like
talents,
juggling,
I mean,
or, you know.
I mean, I could ride a bike really well, so, I mean, you
what
know.
What do you mean really well? You could do tricks on it, or you have, like, good stamina?
It's not really that well. I mean, I just can't fall off, I guess. I mean, if that counts
that's,
for anything.
That's pretty good. You have a good sense of balance.
Yeah, something like that. I could blow like really big bubbles too. You
out of
know?
Like chewing gum.
Well, how big are we talking?
What kind of bubbles like, are we talking?
I mean, I can actually blow chewing gum bubbles too. But I mean, I can blow like you know those little soap bubbles. You know, like
yeah. And then are important skills for a YouTuber to have.
Oh, I thought you meant like you take a little bit of soap and you just like chew it like you would chewing gum and blow it into a bubble.
Oh no. No, that's nasty.
Like,
bro.
I was like, wait, am I missing something?
But yeah, I mean, I don't really tell most people this, but I can actually sing really well too, but I don't want to, you know, I just don't want to, you know, just flex on people like that. So I just keep that as a secret.
What kind of stuff you sing?
This type of stuff that I'd sing, I'd say, I don't know, like, if you guys ever heard of a band called Oh Wonder, I like their music. And, you know, just regular Christmas songs, you know, because I really like Christmas as a holiday. And I know it's not, you know, everyone loves Christmas, like no one cares or anything like that. But I mean, like, I don't know. I like Christmas songs. I just play them whatever type of year. I mean, whatever type of time it is of the year, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm still singing Christmas songs. But
so is there kind of a theme to your videos in general, or is it whatever you feel like ranting about at the moment?
I guess there is a type of theme. I try to like stay within like, you know, I guess like I don't know. I'd say, like, you know, video games, of course, because that's always, like, something that you can, like, you know, fall back on. You know, there'll always be people that are playing video games, you know, interested in, you know, I guess, like, the thoughts that you have on certain games. But, I mean, I don't think there's, like, a specific theme, I guess. There's certain things I try to avoid, like, you know, of course, like, politics and stuff like that, you know, religious stuff and stuff like that, because they say, like, you know, once you start talking about that stuff, it kind of, like, cuts your audience in half or something like that. But I also try to avoid, like, you know, I guess calling out other YouTubers, I guess. You know, there'll be times where I'll say, like, hey, you know, this is pretty trash, but like this person, or you know, what this person's doing is pretty trash. But you know, I'm not like the type of, like, I guess YouTuber that makes like an entire commentary video like against another YouTuber. You know, like, I guess, like, If you ever heard of a channel called I'm Alex, he'll do stuff like that, yes. Which, you know, it's enjoyable, you know, but I mean, I guess I'm not like the type of person to, you know, make, I guess, like a video on someone. I used to, but there was like, I think there was like a fan that said, like, you know, hey, this is, he said, because at first when he told me that, I was like, but this is my channel, I'll just do what I want. But I mean, I can understand why he told me. He said, like, hey, you know, he said, I like your other stuff where you're like, you know, you're more creative. It's more creative if you just do subjects on, you know, topics, you know, not really, I guess, people or I don't know. But he just said, like, you know, it's better to do videos like that instead of like on people. And I just, you know, started avoiding making videos on people in general because, it was good advice. And I guess I can see where he was coming from, because, like, that's another thing. Like, whenever you make a video on people, I think that also halves your audience, because people, you know, they won't like if I have, like, let's say, like, 30% of my, I guess, subscriber base is made up out of, like, I'm Alex fans, and like I make a video about him, then, you know, they're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna stick around for very long. You know, if I have, you know, if I don't have nice things to say, that is, you know. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't really have like a theme. I'll make games on video. I make videos on video games every now and then. I'll make videos on, I guess, stuff that's not really, I don't know, stuff that I don't like, I guess, but very rarely people. I will make a video on people, but very rarely people.
Yeah, I kind of get what you mean. We have kind of a thing on our show where, like, we don't really take sides. Like, we don't form alliances and stuff. Like, we just kind of have people on. I feel like that kind of just contributes to the cycle at that point, if you do. So I get what you mean. Yeah. That makes sense. You actually came out with a video the other day. I think actually it was yesterday, about memes and why some are good and some are bad. And I could very much relate to that.
Oh yeah, I made a video about I guess, like, there was like this. There's a meme going around that's like, you know, only 90s kids, and also the what's it called? I think it was like memes on furries, or memes in quotes on furries and stuff like that. And actually, when I was writing the script, I actually got like, the script that I made, the part for the script that I made about the furries was getting like a little bit too, like, I guess, like, upsetting and too, like, boring, I guess, because like I was more like talking about it than actually, like, you know, just making like just entertainment of it. I was like, I think I even added a section in that was like, I had to cut out a section with what I added in that was like, you know, if you ever see anyone make a joke about 90, like if you ever see anyone make a 90s kids meme or a furries meme, ask them, you know, why are you so insecure or something like that. And I was like, that's, you know, that's too much. But the reason why I don't like, you know, 90s kids memes and furry memes in particular, I'll start with the 90s kids memes. It's just that, like, I guess, like, a lot of the, you know, the only 90s kids memes is just, they're like really false, I guess. And my little brother, which was born in, like, I think he was like born in 2004, you know, I'll show him like a bunch of like these 90s kids memes, and like he'll be like, you know, I've already, you know, I've played with these before, I've seen these before, you know, these aren't just exclusive to just 90s kids. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I mean, I guess, you know, I was wrong, you know. And also the furry memes, the furry memes are just like kind of like just the bane of comedy, you know.
Yeah.
It's just that a lot of the furry memes are just like, it just feels like it's bullying, you know. It's like, you know, hey, this guy, he has like this weird quirk about him. Hey, let's bully him, you know, which, you know, I can't really like, you know, add anything to. I don't feel like there's like much room to like, you know, add any sort of comedy to that. I mean, yeah. You know, and I mean, like, you know, people that make furry memes, you know, of course, you know, not all of them are going to be like, you know, not all of them are like hating against furries. But the ones that I've seen are just like, they're pretty fucking brutal, bro. Like, they're pretty brutal. They'll be like, you know, hang like furries being hung and stuff like that, getting shot. And I'm like, is this supposed to be a joke? Like, I mean, I don't know. And I'm a type of person that, like, you know, I can enjoy dark stuff every now and then, you know, like dark and edgy stuff, you know, like, I don't care if someone makes a joke, you know, 9/11 joke, haha, you know, you know what, it's been a long time. I guess that joke is not acceptable, but I guess, you know, people, you know, can laugh at it. Doesn't matter to me. But, you know, it just seems like the furry hate bandwagon, I'll refer to it as, it just feels like it's just very toxic and not very entertaining if, you know, if you're not someone that, you know, inherently just hates furries for, you know, who they are. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's very low hanging fruit. I kind of feel like the joke's been made. So it's kind of just like saying, haha, remember that furries exist and they're kind of weird.
Yeah, like, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Like, every joke is like, haha, furry, haha, I kill them. Like, I'm like, hey, bro, that's a quality joke, bro. That's all I gotta say. It's a very quality joke.
Let me punctuate this with a question from the audience, but then we gathered a few of these.
Oh, okay.
A few people have been sending them in. And Thick Frog asks, did Thick the name Frog. Kneecaps come from an incident with the mafia?
No, it hasn't. I actually made a video. I had a face reveal video about this, but back when I was really young, back in my young days, I mean, I'm still young, you know, just not back as young really as young. I was when that.
Oh, he just disappeared.
Oh, he just disconnected. He's gone. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us. That was our episode. And,
Keith.
There you are.
What happened?
Oh, that'll make for a fun little moment in the show. You just disappeared for a second.
Okay. Where were we?
But yeah, okay, so what was I saying? Oh yeah, so I grew up in a family where, you know, I mean, we're not really like poor. I mean, yeah, you know, we are poor, but pretty much I didn't really ask my mom for like a lot of stuff, I guess, you know. So there were times where I'd need like lotion, you know. We'd have lotion, but it'd be like really like, I guess, watery lotion, you know, that like low quality shit that, like, you know, you put on and then like 15 minutes later, like, you're really fucking like...
Like that hand soap that seems like it's been watered down.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. But yeah, so pretty much either we'd have really watered down lotion because, you know, we didn't really spend much money on like that luxury type of lotion, or we didn't have any lotion in the house at all. And, you know, come gym class, which this was worse during middle school, because in elementary school we only had like PE like every Friday, I think, or something like that. But come gym class in like middle school, we actually had to dress out. You know, we actually had to have gym uniforms. We had like these black shorts and then like gray shirt, I think. And so, you know, us having shorts, I had like shorts that, you know, were, I guess, like right above my kneecaps or right near my kneecaps. And like people would see, like, because, you know, I use like really bad lotion, that I had like these, you know, these ashy ass legs and ashy ass kneecaps. And people would be like, yo, bro, look at this dude's ashy ass knees. And, you know, just be clowning on me and stuff like that. And I don't know, just kind of, you know, stuck, I guess. You know, a lot of people that made that joke weren't really, I guess, like malicious towards me. Like, some would be like, you know, just, you know, people just being a dick. And some people just be like, haha, let's make a, you know, I guess, a kind of meme about this, you know. And I didn't really take it to heart. And I was like, you know what? I guess that's my name now. You know, I'm Kneecaps, I guess.
So at the end of the day, it all kind of ties back to lotion.
I guess, yeah, that's all pretty right. Much okay. Pretty much as being asked
you. Know, you get to the bottom of it.
That's it.
Yeah, there
the
you go.
Names and everything.
So I think we got to we put the bun on and then we put the patty on. I think we should add a layer of lettuce by
you were going to say mustard.
Tossing a hypothetical at him. Joe, you want to do that?
Yes. Did you have one in mind?
I have some standard ones if we want to get to them, but I thought you might want to throw a new one out.
Yeah, not that good on the spot. Here's a hypothetical question for you, Keith.
Okay.
Oh, and answer this as if your life depended on it, please.
Always as if your life depended on it.
Okay, all right.
All right, so we'll start off easy. Like, what would be your occupation in the Middle Ages? Like, you're just plopped right into medieval Europe.
And let's say that you won't get like the diseases that they are protected against that you no longer have the antibodies for. Like, you'll survive.
And you can eat the food and drink the water.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe like a bounty hunter, or like the people that like, you know, chop the people's heads off, or like lower the bridge, you know, the bridge to like make those people like choke from like the nooses and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, so you'd want to be an executioner is what you're saying?
I mean, I don't know.
That's a fascinating answer.
Or maybe a farmer. I guess I'd be like a farmer, I guess. I don't know.
A farmer? So now, all right. Now that we're like, oh, you want to be an executioner, now you're like toning it back.
Well, no, just a farmer. You could do both. You could do like executions on the weekend, and then
yeah, I guess.
Did they have weekends back then? Like, was that a thing?
I have
with
no
the calendar?
Idea. I mean, if they were like religious, I'm pretty sure they had like Sabbath days where they like, you know, rested and stuff
that
like that.
The jester to the king, like the lowly jester, would get like more vacation time than anyone gets today. Like, a
you're only
third
saying
of the
this because you would be a jester back then, because that's kind of how you.
Is
how
that
you
what
fit
it
in.
Be? I mean, yeah, kind of
a jester,
but. They got more vacation time, I think, than we get now.
Speaking of...
like, how much? What do you... Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, I was asking how much vacation time.
I don't know. I think they got 16 weeks, like, quite a bit.
I think back then there wasn't so much, like, vacation time. It was just, like, the king would decide whether you lived or not. Like, that was...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and if you lived, it came with 16 weeks a year vacation with, like, time and a half on the weekends and anything over 40 hours.
Oh, I'm sure, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. That's all great. Right.
That's And Lars, what would your job be? Like, just eating the, like, blueberries off the bush? I don't know.
Sure. that's
that's
okay.
Such a Lars thing to do.
That's the best job ever, man. Yeah.
Were they safe back then? Did blueberries exist back in the Middle Ages?
I know the boysenberry didn't exist because Walter Knott invented the boysenberry by combining the blackberry.
Boysenberry sounds like a fake fruit, Joe. I don't really believe
it does.
That. Yeah.
It sounds like something off of like, you know, you ever watched Chowder before?
No.
You know where they have like made up names? Never seen Chowder?
Chowder?
Chowder.
I feel like I'm about to.
You've never seen Chowder either?
Well, teach us.
Chowder.
Oh my gosh. You guys have never seen Chowder. This is Chowder. How old are you guys? What the heck? What's going on?
I'm 64.
I'm 58.
Okay, so I mean, yeah, you guys probably don't know about Chowder.
This is the first podcast, after all.
Yeah, we started in 1972.
Yeah. All right, just enlighten us
to this magical thing.
Okay, so Chowder is like, it's a show, right? And I think like the main character, I think he's a cat. I'm not really sure what the hell he
you
is.
Think?
But he likes eating a lot of stuff, right? I don't know. You gotta check him out.
Maybe they never talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, look, so pretty much he's like, he likes eating and like he becomes a chef. Okay. And like pretty much there's this there's like a main chef that's called like Mung Dal, I think that's his name, and he pretty much just teaches him how to cook, and a lot of the ingredients are like kind of like made up names and stuff like that. But I don't know, you guys have never seen Chowder before. It's like one of the funniest shows next to
off.
It's like you've ever seen SpongeBob, right?
SpongeBob.
What the hell
Everyone's
is SpongeBob?
Seen SpongeBob.
Are
you, nah, now you guys are you're trolling me now. You're trolling me.
Is that the one with the Squid
it's
Man?
It's like, it's almost to the tier of SpongeBob. Like, if SpongeBob is like guy tier, you can make memes out of this show. Like, Chowder would be like under that. It'd be like really good, almost guy tier show.
Is that Chowder? I feel like I know those characters.
Yeah.
Memes. You probably seen him on memes.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's like, I'd say it's like, if you ever seen Flapjack, it's like, it's good as Flapjack, but it's not as
Flapjack.
I mean, it's better, I wouldn't say it's better or less than, or like good or less than Flapjack. I'd say like they're on the same level, but it's not as, I guess, dark as Flapjack, because to me, Flapjack was like kind of darkish, you know, it was kind of scary.
What if you had to choose one that was better?
I'd say Chowder, because I mean, my mom.
As if your life depended on it.
Okay, so I mean, it'd be Chowder. Yeah, it'd still be Chowder.
All right.
Okay. And basically the point here is that boysenberries are not a real fruit.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I'm not sure how the hell I got to.
All right, moving on.
Yeah. By the way, moving on from false fruits to genuinely true good deals, Joe, I think we should talk about our sponsor.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Lars. Take it away.
Okay. And Keith, you're going to want to plug your ears for this one. I think you have a certain other sponsor that you will not want to participate in this little segment in, but have you ever heard of NordVPN, Joe?
Yeah, NordVPN. Isn't that thing that protects you from scammers and hackers and government?
Yeah. I mean, that's not the best way to describe it, but yeah.
What would be a better way to describe it?
NordVPN is a virtual private network that protects your computer from IP tracking and from security concerns.
Did you say protects you from pipey lacking?
Absolutely. That's one of the many things that you can get with NordVPN. And if people wanted to check that out, how would they go about doing that, Joe?
Well, if I had to guess, I'd say they would go to nord.t1podcast.com and use the coupon code.
What's the name of the show, Joe?
The First Podcast.
The First Podcast I check out. If you want to check out NordVPN, the referral link before Geese Nuts, apparently, in the chat, is nord.t1podcast.com.
Nord.t1podcast.com. Nord.t1podcast.com. Nord.t1podcast.com.
Thank you, Joe. The plans start as low as $4 a month, and you can get 75% off the first subscription you get with that code. Anyway, so we were getting back to kneecaps.
Mm-hmm.
I love the useless superpower question, but do you think that's overplayed? I feel like that's...
Well, let me ask a question from the audience first.
Okay.
A Turkish guy named, I'm probably going to butcher this, Eomix, asks, what's your favorite meme format? Like, you mentioned some of the ones that you despise, but what do you like the most?
My favorite meme format? I knew someone was going to ask this. Oh my gosh. I've decided to write down a lot of memes that I like, but I mean, I never really got to the, to the point where I actually did it. My favorite meme format, I think it would be, all right, I have a few memes that I like. I don't have a really favorite one. All right. But there'll be one that's it's just a picture, right? And the picture, it kind of explains it itself. Like, it really doesn't have to have a caption that explains itself that much. And I don't know. I just feel like those memes are kind of superior because they don't really, they don't have to go through the trouble of explaining themselves. They're just inherently funny. But also, there was one that I talked about in my video that was when it's kind of
Let's
shock
not
humor.
Let's not give them no reason to go check out the video. Let's save some surprise. Yeah. So,
yeah. I mean, I guess ones that kind of shock humor type of jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hold up. Let me get my phone because I have I have some memes that I have saved to my phone.
Oh, okay.
Hold up.
Great.
One sec.
I'm going to look at memes
too. We do have
a
shit posting channel for that.
I'm going to look at the memes too.
Send them there.
Hold on.
Yeah, instead of doing the interview, I guess we'll just be looking at memes.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Do you watch Critical or do you listen to the official podcast?
No, I don't. No.
Damn, I had a perfect example of what you were just talking about, but never mind.
Well, you can still give the example. It just won't make sense to our guests.
Well, yeah, I can still give it. It's just we make for shit content.
Oh, jeez. The audience wants it. The audience wants the example.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll put this example in there. Meanwhile, Joe, can you keep Keith busy?
Hey, Keith. Still looking at memes?
Okay.
How's your day going, Keith? Right. Mars put me in charge of keeping you busy.
I found one.
All right.
Okay.
I'm laughing already.
All right. Now this is a really oversaturated meme, all right? But this was at the time that this was the time they were first coming out, right?
Where is it? Which channel?
So it's not. I'm on iFunny right now, right? And there's this guy that's when the... All right, this was not that funny. All right, when I was about to read it, the funniness died down for me.
Dude, you have to send it to the chat.
Here's another one. All right,
we're just gonna describe it. But
all right, wait.
This is great audio content right now.
It's a good thing we're an audio podcast, not a...
How do I send... Oh, I can send this to Discord, right? I'm gonna send this to Discord. One second, all right?
Where are you posting these?
Oh, boy. It's in the... You said there's a meme channel, right? Where's that?
Oh, right, yeah.
Where's it at?
Oh, yeah.
It's in the dedicated channels.
Oh, okay, where's that at? All right, I see it. Meme ship posting. All right, so let me go to the...
All right, my body is ready.
All right, my body is ready.
I might edit this down a little bit, this part, because nothing's happening, but yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Just make it longer. Make it just...
All right, so let's see. Oh, there's a lot of people in the... Holy moly. Oh, that's the arts drawing. You guys probably won't even like it that much. I hope you guys enjoy it the way I enjoyed it. All right, so it is...
Quit stalling.
We're waiting for the meme.
I'm clicking the things. Relax.
We are waiting for the meme, Keith. Come on.
All right, that's the meme right there, all right?
Editor's note. If you want to know what drove Keith into literal hysterics, there's a link to the image in the show notes. That being said, this is why you got to tune in live, baby.
It's like... Because it's so stupid, bro. I don't know.
It's like you're gonna take what you can get. That's 40%.
I think I got another one. That's okay. Like just one of the regular ones. Like that's just a meme that I would laugh at, right? Hold up.
Yeah.
Also, there was this one video, right? I think you guys have seen it. The guy's like, here's the shit that I find when I'm just washing the dishes. He's like, how you gonna be 40 years old, mom? And the guy's like holding this cup that looks like a dick, right? He's like, how you gonna be buying stuff like this, mom? And you're like 40 years, you know, he's like, how you gonna be 40 years old and still buying this? And he just like gets like super upset. Oh my gosh, is it like the funniest thing ever? Because like you can hear like the general, you can hear like the genuine rage in this kid's voice. Like, I don't even understand why he's so angry, but I don't know.
Okay.
I'm enjoying hearing about it.
I haven't seen this meme yet, so I don't know if
I can send it.
If it's nice. Funny, I mean, we've heard so much about it at this point.
Hold on, one sec. I'll find it.
Okay. Yeah, you're kind of giving us blue balls here.
And you're like as you're posting it, you're just telling us about it. You're just telling us about something.
I'll send you guys. Am I able to post the link in the meme shit posting thing? Okay, all right, here you go. Oh yeah, he found it before me.
it's a video. Oh, okay.
Another audience question. Where did they send them to?
Can you toss another audience question out of my voice?
No, so then how am I going to send them? I don't have the audience question.
Well, they sent them to me. Oh, by the way, do you need a second to like compose yourself?
No, I'm good, bro. It's just that cat meme with the fry. Go ahead, bro.
All right. Sipmeyer says, question for Keith. What's your music taste? I know he's really into Earl Sweatshirt. And he says, ooh. Did you like, in quotes, some rap songs?
Ooh.
Yes.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, these are questions for you. These are questions for us.
I mean, I haven't listened to the entirety of that because like I don't know why, but I've been like listening to music a lot less, I guess, ever since I left school. You know, I don't know. Like whenever I was in like high school, I'd like, you know, I'd find like a lot of music that I liked and then just, you know, listen to them on like the bus ride to school. But, you know, I don't really, like, listen to that much music, I guess, anymore. But I still checked out Earl's, like, album, you know? I mean, it's, you know, some rap songs and stuff like that. It was pretty good.
In terms of other artists, though, what are you into?
I listen to O Wonder, Death Grips, Billie Eilish. I know she's it's a girly type of, artist. But, I mean, I still listen to Billie Eilish. She's pretty good. Who else is good? You know, Post Malone,
like
that's girly. A generic
it's 2019.
One.
You can like whatever
I know,
you
right?
Want.
Yeah, you damn right, bro. You damn right. But yeah, also, let me actually pull up like a playlist that I like. I have like an actual playlist.
Oh, yeah. So you should send that
to the
chat.
Number one, I mean, this is not the best thing that I like, but just, I guess the first thing on the playlist, it is Post Malone, Swae Lee, Sunflower. You know, that's just a generic thing. You know, everyone likes that song. And then number two, that's Dean Martin. You guys ever listen to him? Volare?
Yeah, I've heard of him. Dean Martin.
And then also, you never heard it? Have you ever heard
Joe,
of
Joe, you like, would yeah. really like Dean Martin.
Dean Martin,
trust me.
Yeah, he's like really famous, right?
Yeah, but he's like dead now. But
well, he's been dead for a while, but yeah. Oh, people are asking what your favorite Death Grips Death Grips track is.
I think my favorite one would be, I guess, Guillotine's pretty good, or like which got taken down for some reason, but I don't know. But yeah, number three, I have CeeLo Green, you know, Crazy. Number four, Billie Eilish. Number five, Billie Eilish. Number six, Billie Eilish. Number seven, Imagine Dragons. Number eight, Botsy. And then number nine.
Do you say Boxy?
Bozzy. Bozzy, you know.
All right, let's rewind.
Let's rewind.
Congratulations, miss. It's a baby boy. Oh, wow. Thanks, Doc. Wait a minute. Where's my baby's dick? Where's his dick at? Oh, his penis? Oh, yeah. I remember. We cut that shit off of him.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
And then I have A$AP Rocky and Tyler, the Creator. Joyner Lucas. There's only 17 of them, so it's quick. All right. And then Rihanna, which is like, it's like an old song by Rihanna. And then, you know, that one song, Bulletproof by, I'm probably going to say her name wrong, but it's like LaRue. I think that's probably the best way to say it. And then Metro Station, you know, shake. And then at the bottom, like the last thing on the playlist, it is Earth, Wind and Fire by, you know, September by Earth, Wind and Fire. You know,
Keith, do you remember the 21st of September? Keith, are you still here?
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting my name's Keith. I keep thinking that you're referring to Joe, but man, I keep forgetting.
Like, I'm Keith.
I'm like, why does he keep referring to me as Keith? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. By the way, do you have a favorite video of yours? Like, do you have one that you're most proud of?
Favorite video of mine? I think I do. One second. Let me see. I know I have a lot of, oh man. This is the reason why I promise to myself I'll make like lists like this just in case people ask me about it, but I never do.
Well, let's get your hot take. Just like one that comes to mind that you're particularly you like.
I'd say probably like one of the Caleb City video. Like, his videos are pretty good. Like, for example, I guess there'd be one where like, when people try to like rob an upcoming rapper or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then, you guys ever seen that before?
I haven't. I watched a good half dozen of your videos in preparation.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah, it's a Caleb City video, and like, it's really well put together. It's just that like, this guy's robbing him, and like, pretty much what happens is that like, he's pretty much saying everything that's happening with the guy robbing. So the guy goes in the house and he's like, all right, I got the stuff. It's time to leave, right? And then he hears the rapper, which he's robbing from. Mm-hmm. He comes through the front door. So he hides in his closet. And then the rapper, like, he's with his friend. The rapper's with his friend, and then he sits down and they start making the music. He's like, all right, start it up. He's like, had a nigga try to rob me yesterday, but I caught him, grabbed him, stabbed him, hit him with a bat when I saw him. And then the guy that's trying to rob him, that's in the closet, he's like, oh my gosh, because he's talking to another guy on the phone that, you know, is robbing the thing with him. He's like, there's another guy in here. And, you know, the rapper's talking about how someone tried to rob him and he caught him. And the guy's like, you know, it's all right. You know, rappers lie about their, you know, they lie about their lives all the time. You know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And then he's like, oh yeah. He said, let me tell you why I caught him. In a closet. I think his name was Austin. And then it like shoots back to the closet. And the guy that was robbing the place, he has like a name tag that says Austin on it while he's also in the closet. But I don't know. You have to see it. It's like, it's really good. It's really well put together.
Okay. People in the chat, by the way, and I agree with them, were fond of your video on what is supposedly the Pokemon Entei, but actually isn't.
Oh, okay. You talking about that? Yeah. I mean, that's like, I think that I'm like really proud of that video. I mean, I wouldn't say proud, but I mean, I'm really happy that I made that video, because like, it's like something that, you know, I didn't make any money off of it, of course, because, you know, I had to like, you know, I had to disable the monetization, or else, you know, Fair getting demonetized by YouTube and taken out of the partnership program, because, you know, it's really, you know, sexually suggestive. And pretty much what happened is that, you know, I just like that I oh my gosh, I just like that I made it, is because pretty much what happened is that, you know, it's like a lot of stuff that happened in my life, I guess, you know, it's like really like I don't know, I was really being like genuine in that video, like really genuine. And I'm not to say that I'm not genuine in, you know, all my other videos, but you know, there are like times where I over exaggerate, you know, really a lot and stuff like that, and you know, make stuff, you know, I guess more comedic than, you know, what it's, you know, and when it's supposed to be like more serious, I guess. But that video, I had like the perfect balance between like, you know, stuff being hyperbolic and, you know, just for jokes, and then stuff, you know, actually showing how, you know, I actually view certain stuff, you know, how my life went and stuff like that. Yeah. There's also another video that's like also sexually suggestive called Puberty, which, you know, that's also another video where, you know, I was, you know, being more genuine than, you know, I guess like, you know, hyperbolic, you know, just laughing and exaggeration and stuff like that.
All right. And a couple people also in the chat were asking about your Patreon, which is apparently not a thing anymore, or what?
Yeah, so pretty much what happened is I had a Patreon. This was like before I got monetized. And you know, I was just like, hey, you know, if you guys can, you know, drop some money in the donation box, that'd be nice. And you know, people are like, hey, you know, I'll help you out, I'll help them out and stuff like that. And you know, the perks that I had on the Patreon, they weren't really that good, you know. They were like really bad perks, like the $50 tier, you know, the tier where like it's supposed to be, oh my gosh, this guy's getting $50, get anything that you want. But you know, all they really got was like, I guess like you know, a really high ranked name in the Discord, and then I also put them at like the end of every video and stuff like that. And you know, once I got monetized, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna just try to delete this Patreon, because you know, I don't really need it anymore. I'm making money off of YouTube. But you know, some people are like, hey, you know, don't delete it, bro. We still want to keep our perks, man. You know, we want to support you. I'm like, all right, that's fine. But then, you know, later on, I was like, you know what? I'll just make it so that everyone, you know, keeps their perks, which, you know, weren't really, really good perks, but, mm-hmm. you know, they don't have to give any money. So, you know, I just like, you know, the people that were like, you know, in the $50, they didn't have to give $50 anymore. You know, I just delete the Patreon, and they, you know, they kept, you know, I just keep their names at the end of the videos anyways, because, you know, I don't know. I just didn't see the need to, you know, I guess like ask money from, you know, my subscribers while I'm already, you know, making like a living, I guess, amount on, what's it called? On YouTube.
So you just don't tell them how much you're making off YouTube, and then keep begging on Patreon.
I know, right? Even more.
Best of both worlds. Duh.
No, but that's pretty wholesome of an answer, man. Like, it sounds like you made it at that point. Like, that's a sign of success.
I mean, the thing is, because, you know, I still live with my mom, you know, memes in the chat, please. Still live with my mom, and like pretty much like all she doesn't ask me for any rent money. You know, I just live here completely free. She doesn't ask me to like pay any bills or anything like that. And like she does, like whenever I get money, she just saves it up. She just puts it in the bank, saves it up. And I have a lot of money in the bank, not to flex on anybody. A lot
you
of money in the bank.
You can flex on the show. It's,
oh yeah,
it's
you
a
already
lot.
Know, bro. I got like 100,000, nah, not 100,000, but like I have a lot of money in the bank because of my mom. And you know, all she does is just save the money that I get up. She just saves it up, and you know, it works out, because like, you know, not only do I, you know, not need to like, you know, ask people for money, like please hand me that money, you know,
mm-hmm.
my mom's saving up the money anyway, so
just buy her a boat someday. You should be fine.
Yeah,
something like that,
or like a brand new Cadillac. She'll like that.
Speaking of ways that people can support a show without sending money directly to Patreon, Joe, I think we should talk about our sponsor, Mint Mobile.
So Mint Mobile is basically T1 Podcast's mobile network of choice.
That's not the name of the show. It's the first podcast.
And here's what you do with that information. No, but for
I'll
real.
Do, I'll do it, Joe.
Mint
I'll
Mobile
do it, Joe.
Is... Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Mint Mobile is a... Fuck. Mint Mobile is a cell phone company that piggybacks off of T-Mobile by buying service in bulk and passing the savings on to you.
To you. And you. Yeah. And you. But not
oh,
you.
Oh, I love Mint Mobile.
Yeah, this sounds super scripted, but the truth is I'm actually a customer myself. Like, I use them. I have, oh. I think the mid-tier or something.
Like,
it's,
you
it's
use
great.
Them?
It's
like, $20
a month.
Like, you take advantage of them?
Yeah, well, kind of. I mean, in a good way. Like, they have a killer deals. They actually just increased all their data caps by about 50%, by the way, across the board.
By 15%. That's nice of them. They increased it a little bit.
50?
50? 50? 50%?
Yeah.
50?
Okay,
Joe.
That's
pretty Joe. Nice.
That's extra. Yeah, and speaking of extra, there's a 50% extra data cap on all accounts right now. The Mac Daddy package maxes out at, I think it's like 20 gigabytes a month, and it's for like $38 a month.
Oh, wow.
It's a really great deal.
I don't know about you guys, but you know, I know some people pay a lot more than that per month. And they
Joe pays a lot for his phone.
Hold up, I only get 2 gigabytes. What the heck? You get 50 gigabytes for $38?
Like 20 maybe?
I actually don't know what it is, but if you wanted to research that and find out...
It's 20. What? I don't know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's mint.t1podcast.com. Joe, what's the URL?
Mint.t1podcast.com. Mint.t1podcast.com. Mint.t1podcast.com.
Keith, what's the URL? That's you.
He doesn't even... Oh, sorry. hold up. What was it?
Mint.t1podcast.com.
Mint.t1podcast.com. I'm actually going to go ahead and check them out because... Yeah. I mean,
check them out. Mint.t1podcast.com.
They were a really good deal. I'm saying that as a customer. Seriously. Like, I believe in them 100%.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not 110?
Yeah. Well, you can't do anything over 100%, Joseph. That's just basic math. Well, not with that attitude. Yeah. Oh, not with that. No. Just not your math, man.
All right. That's fine.
Okay. Let me get to some of the questions. A lot of people are DMing me, begging to be on the show with their question. Let me hold on.
Okay.
Can I have the audience beg a little in the chat? Just joking.
Please. Zion asks, please ask Kneecaps, can you give me tips on how to play, I don't know how to pronounce this, Ivern?
Oh boy, Ivern. You ever, it's Ivern.
Oh, it's League, but, right?
Yeah, it's League of Legends. Okay, have you ever played it before?
Once or twice. It's just not really my genre, but I get the appeal.
I know, yeah, I understand, yeah. Mean, it really wasn't my appeal either. I didn't really like appeal to it either. I mean, wait. I'm saying that wrong. It didn't really appeal to me that much either. But I mean, it's just I had friends and we left this one game called Lost Saga, which like it was like our childhood game, I guess. Not really childhood, but I guess like teen game. And pretty much, you know, that died, and then we headed over to League of Legends. But yeah, to answer the guy's question, pretty much what happened, how to use Ivern. The best way to get good at Ivern, I think, is to, I think you already have to, you don't already have to be good at, you know, jungling in particular. It's just that it's not smart to play Ivern before you learn how to actually jungle, because like, I learned Ivern before I actually jungled, and now whenever, you know, I actually, you know, jungle with an actual, you know, jungler or actual in quotes jungler, it doesn't feel right. Like, I forget that I have smite. I forget, you know, how to really path well and stuff like that. But the best way to, to play him outside of all that is just to learn how to use the Bushmaker. Even though it sounds like a pretty stupid ability, all it does is make a bush that you can hide in. It's probably the most crucial thing you have to get down whenever you're playing is Ivern. You know, the next crucial thing, of course, is landing your Q, because if you don't land your Q, then, you know, no one's going to be able to engage off of you. And another thing is that, I guess, what's it called? You know, learning how to path with him, of course, you know. He doesn't path the way that every other jungler does. The path that I take is, I think it's Raptors, either red to Raptors or Raptors to red, then blue. Then you go to the scuttle that's, you know, on the blue side. And then you smite that, and then I gank top lane after that. But a lot of, you know, higher elo people, you know, if you're in high elo, they'll probably expect you coming. So, you know, if you don't have to gank after that, you can just go, you know, straight to Grump and then Wolves and then collect red and collect Raptors.
Are you just making some of these up? I don't know, like, any of these terms.
And then the Fidget say to the owner.
No. I mean, he, the person that's at that you know, asked the question, he'll know what I'm talking about. So, you know, pretty much that path. And then build, try to build Redemption first, or you can build Athens first. But the thing is that, like, they pretty much buffed up Ivern's W damage anyways. And, you know, with Guardian, you pretty much don't really need the extra AP. And plus, not only does Guardian build off of AP, strengthen off of AP, but also strengthens off of your health. So you not only get the survivability, but you also get, you know, that early healing with Redemption early on. But I don't know. That's just me. I'm not really even that good at Ivern. I one-tricked them to get to gold, which... you know, I like that, but you know, they're better Ivern players. Like, check if you check out Matthäus, he's pretty good. He's a pretty good Ivern player. Just type in M-A-T, I think M-A-T-H-E-O-U, oh no, no, M-A-T-H-E-O-S, and then just type in Matthäus Ivern, and then his channel should pop up, and that's a good Ivern player to, you know, learn stuff okay. off of, because he's in a good region. He's in a competitive region, and he's like a high thing. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Someone just called you Mrs. Kneecaps in the chat. That was weird of them.
Mrs. Kneecaps.
That's AOMix. That's, I'm going to call him out up for that one. Expose him on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
And okay. So do you mind if I kind of rapid fire through, like, a lot of people are throwing their questions that I kind of want to get to them all, but like, you know, we don't want to sit here and give like a good 15-minute answer to all of them. Okay, let me pull up. Cervantes asks, what are you typically into, like,
what do you
video
mean?
Games-wise?
I guess I'd say I like competitive. I mean, I like competitive games, but I also hate them. And also, I guess, I don't know. I mean, Battle Royale, stuff like League is good. I'd say my favorite game still, even though it's like pay to win as hell, is Lost Saga. I don't play it, but I mean, it is my favorite game. And Blaze Blue is pretty good, you know, fighting games, Smash, Pokemon, you know, that's good.
Whatever happened to making the second part of the normal thing about the Jacksons?
Redacted, bro. It's redacted, man. I don't know.
Thick Frog says, can you ask about his Twitch? That's really, really vague.
Hey, like, what about your Twitch?
My Twitch?
How do you feel about Twitch?
I'm guessing he's asking why I don't stream on Twitch.
Do you have a Twitch?
He's calling you out. He's exposing you.
Yeah, I have a Twitch, but I mean, like, I don't really have a webcam, and, you know, I'm trying to get a webcam before I, you know, start streaming again, so that's pretty much it.
That makes sense.
Sandwich asks, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a pigsty is the Kneecaps Discord?
A pigsty. Oh, I thought you saw him in my room. Discord, I'd say, I don't know. I don't really hop on the Discord that much. I know, bad on me. I'm going to try to start getting on the Discord. But I guess I'd say it is, how much of a pigsty? I'd say like 7. No, wait, okay. 6 out of 10. It's pretty bad, man. So, I don't know.
Okay. Ahego, which I think it's like a Japanese term for. Okay, I think that's a Japanese term for like orgasm face or something. But
yeah, it is. It is.
He asks, are you supposed to DM you to ask questions? And yes, you are. So moving on from that.
It's a good question, man. Thank you.
Okay, Rav's Glasses asks, do you like pickles?
I actually despise pickles.
Ooh.
I mean, like, I don't really like them, but
I don't
mean,
know if we can keep doing this episode, man.
Nah, all right, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, but okay. Why do you not like pickles? It's because they taste so.
You guys don't taste that? They taste so bitter. People are like, oh my God, I love pickles. They're so sweet.
They're sour.
No, they taste sour. They taste like. That's horrible, man. That's not what it is. And like, okay. I mean, a lot of people that like pickles were probably just ate them while they were hungry, and then they just, you know, I guess like they acquired their taste to it or something like that. But every single time I eat pickles, I'm like, how can people eat this? I don't understand.
You think people are just deeply cucked by this? Like they shouldn't enjoy it, but they do. For some reason?
You should not. No, I mean, I don't want to say that. I mean, enjoy anything you want, but I mean. I searched it up and it'll say like, and it told me that, you know, they're not really sure why a lot of people, you know, and I mean, that's not what they said. It said something along that, like, you know, everyone has their taste and stuff like that. But they say pregnant women in particular really like pickles for some reason. But other than that, I don't understand. I'm guessing it's, you know, it's a hormone thing that, you know, females have that, you know, that makes them enjoy pickles. But I don't really understand why people that aren't pregnant women enjoy pickles, because they just taste like trash, dude, you know? It tastes like crap.
I like how, like, the most hostile moment by far on the show so far has been about whether pickles are good.
Pickles are horrible, man. That's all I gotta say.
What
horrible.
About the conflict in Syria?
I mean, it's not about pickles, man. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Okay. Yeah.
My mistake.
Joe, toss a hypothetical at our esteemed guest, please.
Sure. So, you know what a useless superpower is?
What is that? What would be a useless superpower?
Something that's like a superpower, but it's useless. Like the ability
to... Like it doesn't really
to,
help you much. Like it's... Like the you ability maybe you don't to, even want to use it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess the ability to change your lips to blue. or something like that. I don't know. You can like change your lips different.
Like with lipstick.
Something like that.
Just do it like a chameleon.
Yeah. Something like that.
That's pretty useless.
Or the ability to like, the ability to turn like, I don't know. I have no idea. The ability to turn like a different race in like complete darkness or something like that. Like,
oh, so no one could ever see it.
Yeah. So yeah.
What about the ability to turn gold into lead?
That'd be amazing, bro.
So completely devalue it.
I'd probably like try to like, I guess like grief a couple, a bunch of companies by that. I go to Walmart, you know, if you just go to Walmart and they're like, hey, can I actually like touch that? See what's going on, you know, with like the jewelry or something like that. And then you touch it, then you hand it back to them.
Probably try to make you pay for it.
They probably would. But I mean, all I did was just, you know, all you do is just touch it with your finger. And you like, you know, you just like go back and like, oh my gosh, what happened? What's going on with it?
Wait, are you presenting the ability to inspect jewelry at Walmart right now? I'm confused. Where's
no,
this?
To turn into lead.
No.
Right.
Oh. No, because you know how like, oh, right, you know, okay. At jewelry spots, they allow you to, I think they like, they'll take it out and they'll allow you to touch it, but they'll also be there with you, you know. They'll be like standing there with you. What's it called? You know, making sure you don't steal it, but you can still like touch it a little bit. You know, and if something has gold and you have the ability to turn gold into lead, you can just touch it and then be like, you know, you just stand back in shock, you know, in like pretend, you know, in pretended shock and be like, oh my gosh, what happened to it? What the heck? I just touched it and it went all gray and black, you know?
Yeah.
What about the ability to turn on any lamp by clapping if it's a clapper lamp?
That's amazing.
So it's, if it's already a clapper?
Yeah.
I was thinking in my head of an example of one of like the ability to turn water into sparkling water, but then I just realized I was describing a soda stream. So
pretty much,
yeah, that's out. Okay, someone from the chat suggested the ability to turn into a lamp once.
Like,
just
once?
Just see what it's like. That's it.
The ability to turn wine into water.
Yeah. Kneecaps, is there anything that you particularly wanted to like shout out or something we haven't really talked about that you're itching to get into or...
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and check out my boys, The First Podcast. Really nice show, bro. Make sure you go to check out Mint Mobile and also NordVPN. Yeah, that's all I wanted to shout out.
Mint.T1Podcast.com and Nord.T1Podcast.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's pretty much all I wanted to shout out.
Okay. Okay, so you know what? They're not getting it to the DMs. They clearly don't understand how the internet works. I'll just ask it. Okay, so... Hi Eats Ass asks, what is the anime show that made you change as a person and why?
The anime this is going to sound pretty stupid as hell, but there was an anime show that I watched. It was like a magical girl, right? It was a magical girl anime. It's called Madoka, right?
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much what happened is that, you know, in the show, it's like, I wouldn't say it's like sad. It's just really like, I guess like confusing, I guess. And I don't know. It kind of changed me because like, I guess like right after I watched the show, I was like really sad because of, you know, what happened to like the characters, I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't know, something happened that, I don't know, the amount of sadness just, I guess, kind of like warped me. I don't know. Something stupid happened. There's a movie after the anime and like, it kind of like, you know, cleared some stuff up and like, you know, kind of made the, you know, the sadness not as sad, I guess, but it was okay. A pretty stupid show. It had a pretty stupid ending to it. Like, she could get like any wish that she wanted, and she just wished for like the dumbest.
Spoilers.
She wished for the dumbest thing ever, man. That's all I gotta say. She could have easily, yeah.
Joe, do you have an answer to that question? By the way, I kind of do.
I don't know.
Oh, do you watch anime?
I mean, I've seen like Yu Yu Hakusho and like Yu Gi Oh.
Nah, just say no, bro. Just say no, dog. You good, bro?
Okay.
I watch like Digimon and like, you know, like, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, I don't really watch. I mean, like the other ones besides Digimon, I have watched, but no, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So something like that asks, what is your favorite flavor of cake?
My favorite of cake. I don't know. I don't really like eating cake. I don't know. I hate frosting and.
I just don't like good foods, basically.
I don't,
no pickles,
I mean,
no frosting.
I'd eat pound cake. Pound cake is good. Like, no flavor at all. Just pound cake is good. I just hate the frosting. I hate chocolate. I hate chocolate cake.
Why?
I hate vanilla cake. I hate strawberry cake. I hate all of that type of cake. I just like regular cake, you know, just eat the cake. It tastes, the cake part actually tastes good. That's why whenever people bring up cupcakes, I'm like, yo, just hand me muffins, bro. I don't like cupcakes. All that frosting is gross, man. It just tastes so, I guess, pudgy, I guess. I'm not sure if that's a real word, so pudgy and like sugared up. Like, I don't know. I just hate it. I used to, they call it. I used to love cake, bro. I used to just eat frosting by like the pound, man. Just eat
That's cool.
I worked at a car dealership and it was someone's birthday. I was a receptionist and there were cupcakes next to my desk and everybody was done eating them. So I had like seven more.
Just great like, story. I'm really glad you brought that up.
That's the best thing ever, bro.
Thanks, man.
I got a headache though because the sugar high was, I crashed with the severe.
Yeah, the nausea, yeah.
You don't have to pretend like this is a great story, by the way, Nee. Like, you can...
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. Whew. That was the worst story ever, bro.
Oh, no.
I was like, why is he bringing this up?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Guys, ooh. Anyone else want to get in a question? Now's the time. Like, we're coming to the end of the episode. Okay, Dominus. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm probably butchering all these. Asks...
Dominus.
If you were given the job to direct a Platinum The Trinity anime... How would you make
I wouldn't direct one.
Boom.
That's pretty much it. I don't know. But I mean, I think people, maybe he hasn't watched the video where I explained it, but I don't really like Platinum The Trinity. It's just that I guess like I like the magical girl genre in general, I think is cool, but not really a specific character or anything like that. There's no like character that I'm like, oh my gosh, waifu, haha, gotta get a body pillow, you know. No, it's just that I just think like the actual what's it called? The genre itself is cool, but not really like any of the characters, I guess.
Okay. Cervantes is asking, what's your favorite anime this winter?
Oh, winter. My favorite winter anime? It might be The Promised Neverland or... the slime anime, you know, the time I got reincarnated was a slime was it was good at the beginning, but now it feels kind of it's getting really slow. I'm not saying it's a bad anime, but it's feeling like it's getting like a little, it's like slowing up a little bit. I'd say probably The Promise Now. Oh wait, JoJo came out. Wait, no, not yet. JoJo is definitely one of the best ones that I, you know, that came out this season. But I'd say like The Promise Neverland is probably at the top. Because it's like really unconventional and really unique. It's pretty, really good anime. And it's like, like people, and a lot of people like it too. And it's not even a shonen. Not saying that, you know, people only like shonen, but shonen is usually the type of the genre of anime that people watch the most, I think.
Yeah, got it. By the way, our show, for people who are tuning into this, it's usually a little bit more conversational, but like, I'm just kind of pleased hearing Kneecaps talk at length. So I'm just feeding them as many questions
thanks,
as I can.
Bro.
This is pleasant. Co-host Joe asks, what was the worst moment of your life so far?
Worst moment of my life so far? I'd say getting in a car crash off of my last job. I think I posted a picture of it like on my Twitter. But pretty much that's like the first time I cried in like in a long time. That's why like when you were talking about like, you know, I don't really cry much.
The last time you cried.
I was like, oh, let me tell you guys about. But pretty much the worst time in my life is when, I got in a car crash. I pretty much was delivering pizza for Domino's. And I was like, you know, jamming to some music. Because, and I was real happy because I was getting off of work early that day. And pretty much I hit this car. This woman was like, oh, my gosh, watch where you're driving. That's not what she said. She said, what the hell? Or something like that. Watch where you're something like that. Right. And then she said, I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. And it was like a big dent in her car, too. She was like, you better have insurance. And pretty much we went through all that. That actually didn't have my, I didn't have my driver's license. Like, my driver's license expired at the time. And the cop was like, license, registration. And like, I think I had to show my, my insurance. You know, I had to show my insurance thing. And pretty much what happened is that I didn't have my license to show them because it was expired. Not, did I say suspended? No. It was expired. Okay. So it was expired. And also I didn't have my insurance, but I did have my vehicle registration. I handed it to him. And I was like, I don't have my license. I thought he was about to be like, yeah, you're going to jail, buddy. But he was like, nah, he said, it's all good. He said, just go ahead and get that, situated and stuff like that. And you know, you know, he sent me home. I mean, my sister came to pick me up because I couldn't drive the car anymore because it got hit really hard. But yeah, when I got home, you know, my sister also picked up my mom. And then, you know, we got home, dropped us off. And I was like, just really sad because, like, you know, I don't really like get sad at a lot of stuff, you know. I've been bullied enough to the point where, like, not to say I don't feel anything, but, you know, a lot of shit doesn't get to me. And, like, pretty much, you know, I guess, like, the fact that my mother had to, you know, I guess, like, you know, pay money because, you know, something that I, you know, I could have, like, prevented kind of just made me, like, really upset. And also, you know, I found out that, you know, the insurance company tried to kick me, my mom, and the rest of the family off of the insurance policy because, like, I guess, like, I was just, like, a dependent of it. Not, I mean, I think that's, like, the terminology, just that. You know, I really didn't like pay for insurance. I was just on my mother's insurance, or maybe I did pay for it, but not as much as my mom and my dad did. And, you know, pretty much that happened. And then after that, what happened is that when we tried to get the car back from like this, the towing spot that they held it in, we had to pay like $400, even though it was only overnight for like one day or something like that. But it was crazy. It was super crazy.
Joe, why would you ask that question, by the way? That was
I
really
actually
like...
didn't ask that. When Lars said Joe, the co-host, asked this question, I think he made it up himself to ask.
No, he sent the DM to me a few minutes ago. He's like, ask him about the worst moment in his life. I was like, why?
No, that didn't happen. But awkward. Lars, if you want to ask him a question, you can ask him a question.
Did.
You don't have to do it through the guys. Like,
okay. All right. So, yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry that happened to you. I've been in some car accidents, too, and I know they really suck.
Yeah, car accidents suck, man. Like, there's just... It really fucks up your day, like not just your day, but like your immediate life for a little while.
You
like
chronic neck pain.
It's just,
yeah. Chronic neck pain. That's what they told me. They said you should go ahead and get that checked if you got like whiplash. But I didn't do it. I didn't do that. I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm real good.
Yeah. All right, guys. If anyone wants to come on and give an audio question, if you guys have a mic, the first person to say the number 7 in the channel can go ahead and ask if they want.
Ooh.
Oh, Geese. That was real quick.
Yo. Okay, cool. I'm on?
Hey, Geese.
All right. Well, this isn't exactly
welcome
a question,
on.
But... Yeah, thank you. This isn't
you're
exactly
welcome.
A question, but this is just...
Well, why would you do this if it's not a question?
Because I just wanted to tell Kneecaps this. Kneecaps,
well, sorry, if it's not
fiance...
a question.
Okay,
no, but go ahead and ask. Go for it. Or say...
Kneecaps, I just wanted to say that your videos have honestly made my day and my fiance's day. Like, we can't like help ourselves but smile every time we see a new video from you. I just wanted to say keep up the good work and we wish you nothing but the best.
Hey, thanks, man. Yo, I love you too, bro. I love you, Geese. What's your fiance's name?
My fiance's name is Maddie.
Gotcha. I love you guys. All right, Mr. Geese and Mr. Maddie. Thanks, yeah.
Thanks.
What's your name on the Discord for Kneecaps?
Oh, I don't have. I'm not on the Kneecaps Discord, but
wow! Wow! You gotta get on that, dude.
Ah, jeez, man.
Exposed.
I'm sorry.
I thought he might know who you were. I thought like I was trying to give you a shout. Never mind.
Sure. It wasn't a question. Maybe we should have one more.
No, that's okay. Unless anyone has like a burning question that they would die if they didn't get to ask.
Anyone like that?
Anyone? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Did you say forever hold your peas?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no need to rewind then.
Yeah. Greg, this was actually a lot of fun. I really enjoyed just kind of letting you go off on whatever subject we threw at you. That was amusing. Also, it was kind of cool because like I can tell that you're kind of going for something with your videos in terms of like a style and like a persona, but we always enjoy when guests come on who... Like they kind of let their hair down and like they actually talk. They talk as themselves not just That was really cool. I appreciated that. Thanks. Thanks for coming on,
like
man.
You're just
ain't no problem, bro.
Just a cool guy, just hanging out.
Yeah,
shooting the shit.
Mm-hmm. If people wanted to go ahead and check out Kneecaps, how would they do that?
They would go to NordVPN. The first rock. they would go
like,
to.
Just go to YouTube, or how would they do that?
They would, just go to YouTube, you know, just type in Kneecaps, and I should pop up, I think.
Okay.
I actually robbed the name Kneecaps off of someone, so, I mean, they might have that. They might pop up, too, so, I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it all ties back to lotion, so.
Yeah.
And
Do you have a favorite? And wait, also, wait. Do you have a favorite lotion now?
No, not really. I just use.
Why would someone have a favorite lotion, Joe?
This named after one.
I use this cream called Utterly Smooth. So I don't know.
Were you just banging your desk to like emphasize the point that that's a really good brand, or?
Oh no! Okay. No, it's just, I picked it up. It's on my desk, so I just picked it up.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and put a link in the show notes to if you want to check out his YouTube, and also he does have a Discord.
Yay!
And I'll go ahead and link that too, since the Discord links are a little bit girthy to give on air. We'll just go ahead and link it there if you guys want to check that out. And if people wanted to check out the first podcast, how would they do that, Joe?
Go to t1podcast.com. T1podcast.com. We have links to all the major services like Apple Podcasts, Google Play. We're on basically everywhere. If you do want to follow us on like social media, like Twitter, Instagram, it's T1podcast. Our email address, should you decide to reach out to us via email, it's firstpodcastever@gmail.com. And if you, for some reason, want to donate to our Patreon, that's Patreon.
What do you mean, if some reason? This is a fucking badass show.
I'm just being a little modest.
Here's the thing. You got to help support your content creators that you enjoy. That's just how it works. We're going to try to give you back something for it. So that means for $2 a month, you can get access to patron-only hangouts, get a special title on the Discord, you get an on-air shout-out, you get basically royal status as a fan. Now, how would someone check that out, Joe?
Go to t1podcast.com.
No, go to patreon.com/t1podcast.
By the way, I just wanted to point out that